All right, good morning, everybody. I think it's 9 o'clock straight up, so we'll go ahead and get started. Good morning, and thank you for joining our weekly tourism industry partner phone call. These calls began after Hurricane Ian to kind of check in with our tourism businesses and provide yet another platform to share information on our community's recovery. I'm Pamela Johnson. I'm with the Visitor and Convention Bureau, sitting in this week for Tamara Pigott, our executive director, who is on business travel this week. So let's see. Today's agenda is pretty light. This might be a quick meeting, but we'll go ahead and get started and see how everything turns out. Let's see. Our first guest, our guest this morning is Marcia Turner, Vice President of Community Engagement and Major Gifts with the United Way of Lee County. We invited Marcia to provide us with an update on United Way's free tax preparation program that could be beneficial for your employees, as well as just a general campaign update. So, Marcia, I hope you're with us. Welcome. And if you could press star 2 to unmute yourself, we'll go ahead and get started with you. Marcia, are you there? Okay, well, we'll give Marcia a little bit of time. She may join us. I'll go ahead and continue. I'm pleased to share some VCB updates on our activities this week. We'll start with the sales team, and the sales team has sourced 385 RFPs to hotel partners for fiscal year to date. From those RFPs, hotels have booked 67 meetings, and our remaining activities in sales, of group sales, include next week a Conference Direct annual partner meeting in Louisville, Kentucky. And also on the international side, we will participate with Visit Florida in a Canada sales mission. That's next week as well in Calgary, Toronto, and Montreal for that important Canada business. The Guest First team is busy working on its summer calendar, and we'll be reaching out to local hotel properties to gauge your interest in hosting a Guest First session this summer. So please, if you're a hotel, stay tuned for that. Look for a communication from our Guest First team to see if you would be interested in hosting a session this summer. Our marketing team, super busy as usual. They're ramping up summer marketing initiatives for the recovery campaign, My Fort Myers. Highlights of our summer programs include a national broadcast campaign with Visit Florida, custom content partnerships with the following: Tiny Beans, Midwest Living, the New York Times, Garden and Gun, Matador, and Local Palette. Social media activations on Facebook and Instagram, and a continuation of videos highlighting open businesses and things to do across all of our neighborhoods. And if you haven't seen any of our social media posts recently, particularly on Instagram, I encourage you to follow us and engage with us at Visit Fort Myers. We are also actively posting on TikTok. We encourage you to follow along as we continue to post daily content promoting the things to see and do in Lee County. And also, we are relaunching our digital savings pass, the SunSaver Passport, in April. We are still accepting partner offers, so please keep that in mind. As a reminder, this is completely free to partners. And it doesn't have to be a big discount or offer, just something that would help get them in your doors. So the pass is focused on promoting businesses in the sip, shop, play, or dine category. And even if they don't fall within those categories, we would be willing to try and accommodate them. So if you are interested, you can reach out to anyone on the marketing team, but particularly Vanessa Gomez at vgomez, G-O-M-E-Z, at leaguegov.com. And Vanessa will be very happy to get you included in the SunSaver Passport. And then the VCB has partnered with Mural Mosaics Global Roots Project, along with the Fort Myers Mural Society, to unveil the America Connects Southeast Regional Mural Mosaic on Saturday, April 1st, at the Fort Myers Regional Library in downtown Fort Myers. This mural is a stunning representation of the collaboration of more than 1,500 artists from the southeastern United States and throughout North America. We are excited to share this mural mosaic with our community, local artists, and visitors. And finally, I do have the weekly star numbers for the week ending March 18th, 2023. Occupancy was 82.2%. And just in case you're following along and compared to last year, that was a decrease of 6.9%. ADR, $247.46. Compared to last year at $306.69, decrease of 19.3%. And RevPAR, revenue per available room, $203.30, which compared to last year was a decrease of 24.9%. So approximately 9,825 rooms are open, and that represents slightly under 69% of the pre-Ian room inventory. So that is our VCB update for this week. Let me go back to see if Marcia has joined us from United Way. Marcia, if you're on the phone, if you could hit *2 to unmute yourself. All right. I do not hear Marcia. So we will maybe we'll get Marcia on another time. So with that, I'd like to give you, the listener, the opportunity to ask questions or share information, anything that's going on in your business that you want to share, any questions you might have or comments about business that you'd like to share. If you have anything, please press *2 to unmute yourself, and we'll get those questions or comments answered.
Good morning. This is Marcia. Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah. Yes,
hi.
Marcia.
I'm
hi.
So sorry. Hi.
That's okay. Hello. Welcome. Hello. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Yes, please go right ahead.
Okay, great. Well, thank you all for the opportunity to share some information with you. Sorry for my technical issues here. But I've got two great things I wanted to share with you today. One is about how you can help United Way, and the other is how we can help you and your employees. First, how you can help us. This is campaign time, and this year we set out to raise $11.2 million to serve the social services needs of our community. I'm happy to report that through the tremendous generosity of our community and many of you here on this call, we are well on our way, really, really close. We've raised $10.5 million thus far, so we're at 94.34% to our goal, with just a little over $600,000 to go. The hardest part, for those of you that are fundraisers, and we really need everyone's help. So if you have not donated as of yet and feel the need or desire to, please visit our United Way website and contribute what you are able. Every dollar is a valuable dollar. And now how we can help you. This is tax season, and United Way runs a program called VITA, V-I-T-A. It stands for Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. We provide free tax filing assistance all throughout to assist Southwest Florida residents keep more of their hard-earned money. These services are provided at no cost for filing services, and we are at 25 different sites throughout Lee, Hendry, and Glades and Charlotte counties. The services provided are individuals and families who make less than $66,000 per year. The program also saves taxpayers money by providing the quality tax services, which are free of charge. And that's estimated to be saving people at least $300 that they can be putting towards their expenses and things that they need to be paying for personally. This program is such a valuable resource. During 2022, we did over 7,000 tax returns, which resulted in about $13 million of impact to our local community. We hope to see those same numbers and more than that, that we can help you and your staff. So again, if you can find more information about our campaign, all of the United Way programs, and especially this VITA program, by visiting our United Way website, which is unitedwaylee.org. And I thank you for the opportunity to share all this information with you.
Thank you, Marcia. Thank you so much for sharing that information and for all the good work United Way does in our community. Obviously, we've always had a need, but our needs are amplified after Hurricane Ian. And, you know, I just wanted to say, too, that United Way supports a local human service network of about 96 agencies and initiatives and over 260 programs that really create a positive change in our community. So thanks again, Marcia. I will now open it up to see if anyone has any questions for Marcia or any other questions or comments that you'd like to share today. If you would, please hit star 2 to unmute yourself. Okay. There are no questions or comments this week. I every time I host the call, I don't have any questions or comments, and I'm going to try to not take it personally. I'm just kidding. These calls can, be either very brief or sometimes there's a little bit more engagement. Nevertheless, we definitely also want to always provide the opportunity to share what the VCB is actively doing in the recovery effort and to provide an opportunity from you, our industry partners, to hear from you. So if there is nothing to share, I will tell you that the next call is Thursday, March 30th at 9 a.m. As always, if you have any suggestions for topics or speakers for these calls, please let any of us know. And again, we very much appreciate your support by participating in these calls as we recover and rebuild our community. So everyone have a great Thursday and farewell for now. Thank you very much.